So this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1260. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the eve of Rosh Chodesh Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing it, Al Kol Acheinu B'nei Yisrael Chayvei Torah Mitzvos, to all our brothers who held the Torah Mitzvos there. It was also, this letter they said in the notes was also translated to Yiddish, Hashem Aleim Yichyu. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. We see eye to eye, you know, very clearly, the spiritual success, the godly spiritual success that's resting, thank God, on the Yeshivas Toim Chetmim and Lubavitch from the time that they were founded. This is already 55 years from the past, through the Rebbe Rashab, with all the titles, Zichros Tzedek Levracha, the Nishmas Zichronim, and my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, Zichros Yag Malena. Till now. The Yeshivas Toim Chetmim and Lubavitch succeeded to raise, with thanks to Hashem, thousands of students, Ken Yirbu, may they be multiplied, which are great in Torah and fear of God. A great portion of them have served and continue to serve in a very beautiful as rabbis, as heads of yeshivas, heads of mesiftas, heads of yeshivas. They are shochtim, boitkim, and similar. Those are the holy services amongst amongst important communities in Israel. Most of the students, and most of them were educated in Yeshiva Toim Chetmim and Lubavitch, most of them, almost all of them, they're standing on the forefront, in the front lines of service and good work in the field of spreading Torah, Yir Shamayim, fear of heaven, strengthening Judaism in every place where they find themselves. However, notwithstanding the spiritual success, the materialistic situation of the yeshiva, Merkez Yeshiva Toim Chetmim Lubavitch, in this time is very difficult and very serious. The debts have gone beyond over the Maile Rosh, and they are sort of sweating and shaking the existence of this huge institution, holy institution. On the first day, Parshat Va'era La'ovis, on Sunday, to the Parshat Va'era La'ovis, its 22nd day of Tevis, Toshin Beis, that is coming, is going to take place in Mirz Hashem, the yearly dinner, the year festivities of the Merkez Yeshiva Toim Chetmim Lubavitch. That needs to serve as a source of income, an important source of income, in order to remove some of the burden of the debt from the past, and also to provide and to allow for the existence of the yeshiva for the future. So here I'm turning to all those that hold dear and cherish Torah and mitzvahs with a call and a request, a doubled request and a tripled request, to support, to help, and to participate in the activities to preparation of the festivities of this year, to come in your crowds to this festivity and to donate with a good eye, with an open hand, for the benefit of Merkez Yeshivas Toim Chetmim Lubavitch. And this will provide, through this, to give the opportunity to continue the holy work, to raise a generation, a Dor Yisharim Yevorech, a blessed generation that will be occupied in Torah Mitzvahs Yerushalayim, pure Yerushalayim, and with the refinement of the character based according to the teaching of Chassidus. I pray that very soon, mamish, we should all merit the fulfillment of the blessing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles over here, for the Rebbe, in his last letter to those who participated in the festivities of the Yeshiva Toim Chetmim Lubavitch, and that is, that Hashem should strengthen all of your health and should give you a good sustenance in a wide, and we should all merit all together and our families, raising the horn of Torah, the Keren HaTorah, and the horn of Israel, the Keren Yisrael, Sova, of the old Yisrael, meaning the Jewish, based in Yaakov and Yisrael Sova, to the close redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. He'll lead us, raised up with a Kaimimiyus to our holy land, B'meher B'meinu Amen, with blessings of physical and spiritual good.